Simon.
How you doing?
What's going?
Simon Reishkov. Reishkov, Dine Atavas Chalom. So, the Gemara in Brachos says, Bechalamot akol holich achar apitaron. By dreams, everything goes after how one interprets the dream. Therefore, if one sees it as a dream, one should never wake up and say, I had a bad dream. Never say, I had a bad dream. Once you have a bad dream, then you might be starting to interpret the dream for it to be bad, and it'll be a bad dream. Someone interprets the dream of seeing a Gemara in Brachos, goes, whole story about a lot of many different dreams that could have been interpreted in two ways, even though it sounded more like a bad dream, they interpreted it in a good way, and good things came out of the dreams instead of bad things. So, and therefore, that's an inyan of atavas chalom. Therefore, if someone is distraught about a certain dream, therefore, he should do atavas chalom, he should go in front of three people, as we'll see in a second, and say the nosach, as we're going to see in the mechaber, and then he's going to say the chalom should be good, used for, should be only for good. So see, called see foul. Haruah chalom v'nasho aguma alav. Someone sees the chalom and he's upset about it. Yetivenu ba'pe tlata derich mulei. He should do a tavas chalom in front of three people that like him. Perisho avimoto. Possibly the reason why they have to be loving. If you look at the nusach and the sitter, it's very very long. So if they don't like you, they're not going to be very happy to sit there for so long. So find people you like. Chalima ba'payu. And he should say in front of them. Chalmo tavu chazai. It'll be good for you and it should be good. So therefore they're going to interpret for good and therefore it should be good. That's really the real nosach. The real nosach, if you just say this, and that is really the din of atavas chalom. Later on they added more mizmorim and some tehillim to say afterwards. If you look at the sitters, they bring down the nosach of atavas chalom. But that's really the real nosach. That's really all you really have to say. Me'ikar adin. Everything else is only minhag. Sif beis. Yofo tanis levatel cholam ra keish lenoaris. Fasting is good for a bad dream, just like fire is to flax. Burns it very quickly. V'dafka bo b'yom afilu v'shabbos, dafka on that day you saw the dream. Even on Shabbos, v'ayin l'kamen simen reish peiches, when we get to Hilchos Shabbos is here, Bezerat Hashem, later on we'll see this din also over there in Hilchos Shabbos about whether you could fast or not on Shabbos. Anyways, even though the Mechaber sounds like one should fast if he sees a possible bad dream, nevertheless, nowadays we are much more makel on dreams. We don't go so crazy when someone sees a dream nowadays. For many reasons. Well, number one, the Chazon Ish wrote in his Egeres and Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Mentet, he says, Harbe Pami Chalamti, many times I dreamed, Kumu Ayla, like these bad dreams that people talk about. But little samti labels, and I never really paid attention to them. And I said, it's good to say the Ribono Shalom that we mentioned in Simen Kuf Lamed at the beginning of Chelek Beis. In Simen Kuf Lamed, mentions a certain Ribono Shalom that someone says during Birkas Kohanim that's also for a seemingly bad dream. So the Chazon Ish didn't pay so much attention to it. And really, nowadays, you look at the postgame of the later years, you see that they don't really pay too much attention to bad dreams for many reasons. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah over there in Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Peches over there, I believe it's called Zion, says over there that if someone thinks about has certain thoughts during the day and then he dreams about it at night, so you can't really put too much credence to the dream at night since he was thinking about it during the day. That's one reason why sometimes people dream. And also nowadays, with all the advertisements and everyone knows everything's going on through the newspapers, I'm sure, television, computers, all the things, you hear news all the time, therefore you hear all these bad news, this person killed, and that person happened to this person was raped, and there's such crazy things that go into our head all the time, so that's very possible, that's the go-rim for these bad dreams. It's not necessarily a message being sent to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though the Gemara says that a chalom is like 1/60th of nevuah. Nevertheless, that's only if you're not causing yourself to dream these things. But if you're doing things during your day that's going to cause you to dream, it's really not, the dream does not really have too much credence to it, not to think too much about it. And therefore, for this reason, we don't really pay too much attention. Therefore, Lemaisa, Rav Nevinson told me, and also Rav Berkowitz also said this, basically three levels. If you have a dream and it doesn't bother you, forget about it, don't do anything, don't worry about it. If it bothers you a little bit, I was a little bit you're bothered by something that you saw in the dream. So say the Ribono Shalom that we mentioned in Siman Kuf Lamed. Open up Siman Kuf Lamed. You'll see during Birkas Kohanim mention the Ribono Shalom. If someone sees a dream that's really, really bothering you, even though we're telling you you should not be bothered that much nowadays, if you see a dream that's really, really bothering you, then you should go ahead and do Hatavas Shalom. But we do not do Tainus. We're not fast nowadays when someone has a bad dream. Worst comes to worst. If it's really, really bothering you, you could go ahead and do Hatavas Shalom. But one should not go crazy about these things. No one should not go be doing this all the time. This is a once in a while. You could discuss it with a Rav if you want. But if it's really, really bothering you, then you could go ahead and do this. We'll take questions during the break. Okay, Siman Reish Kaf Aleph. One thing is very interesting. The Kav HaChaim writes that one should write down any good dreams that he has. If he has a good dream that something about the future, he should write it down so he doesn't forget, so he can think later on if it does come true that he could connect it to the dream he has, so he could realize and recognize the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Siman Reish Kaf Aleph. Im Birkas Hodos Hagshomim. Im Hayu B'Tzar Machmas Hatziras Gshomim V'Yardu Gshomim. If people were in tsar, they're in pain, but there was a drought, there was not enough water, and then rain comes down. Mevarchim aleihem af al pisha lo yardu and adayin kadei revia. You make a bracha even though a mountain not come down enough in order to fertilize all the ground. Nevertheless, you would still go ahead and make the bracha once the water comes down. We'll see what the shira is in a second. Mishiyardu kol kach sherubel arts, when enough comes down, that so much comes out of the land. This is what the Gemara calls in Brachos in the ninth parak. It's holich chosin likros kala. That's what it calls this description when the raindrop goes to meet the other raindrop. Which I understand, the Rashi explains, like when you have a puddle, the raindrop falls down, it goes bloop, and it starts popping up towards other raindrops, right? So that's the shear over here, when it has to go bloop. And in order for it to make the bracha, the Yalkos Ali Krat said, in order to make the bracha. That's the shear in order to make the bracha hanu. Umasha ain, the Ramah adds in over here. Umasha ain anu noagim azman azev berkas akshamim. That which we not know bazman is that for berkas akshamim, mishuin abdinos elu tidirim bikshamim ve'inu natsarim kolkach. Because in these medinos, in Europe, they get geshem all the time, and therefore there's no really stoppage of rain. Like this, a good example would be like in America. You really don't have droughts in America. Therefore, when you have rain, no one really understands the importance of rain until they come to Eretz Yisrael. You see, the cab drivers are happy when it rains. Everyone's happy when it rains when you come to Eretz Yisrael because rain's important over here. In America, it's not kol kashiv if it rains. Obviously, it stops raining for a long time. A Kodesh Baruch Hu can do whatever he wants. It could be terrible, but. Naturally, you don't need. You get enough rain in America. You get it all through the year, throughout the year. So for sure, this bracha would not be shaykh in places like that that get rain all year round. But what about here in Eretz Yisrael? So it should come out over here in Eretz Yisrael. One should make the bracha, and that's what Sivkot Na'al from the Mishnah Berurah is not. Efshar the Eretz Yisrael Shematzui Sham Yovash Gadol. You could have a lot of dry periods. Ukshabat Esa Gshamim Vageshin Yori Bizvano. And when it comes the winter or the time of the Gshamim and it comes down at the right time, everyone's very happy. Afilu Bistama Tsarch Lavarch Vapan Rishon Gshiori. Therefore, Bistama, you should have to make the bracha the first time the rain comes down. So that's what would come out from the Mishnah Berurah. However, he says, Ayin Bibir Alocha. And there's a long Bir Alocha over here. And Lamaisa, even though he does bring this down, that really maker then it should be that one should make the bracha because people are very happy when it rains for the first time, and especially in a year like this year where they say the Kinneret is his lowest point in so many years and there's a mamash real drought. Nevertheless, in the end of the Bir Alocha, right at the last line of the Bir Alocha, Dir Rasli Ma'ayu Batsar, he says Acher Kach Matzati Beili Rabba Shukata De Be'eretz Yisrael Tzarch In Ladina. And therefore, the maskana of the Bir Alocha is to make the bracha below Shema Malchus. And that seems like the maskana, that seems like the minhag is not to make a bracha. And you'll see any time that they tell you to make the bracha below Shema Malchus, and then there's no real bracha anymore attached to it. So usually the bracha falls away to the wayside and people don't make the brachas anymore. And therefore, this bracha is not really said too much. I asked for Nevinzel specifically about this year. This year is a big, big chisaron of rain. We need lots of rain. And the first time it rains, the chorim, maybe we should make the bracha. He told me the minig is not to make the bracha. Rather, we should do like the beralacha. But I think it's a very important thing to go out of our way to try and make the bracha at least blow shame on Malchus, if possible, to show at least our shadach on the to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we get Bezrat Hashem, our first rain, should come be to Wizman. Okay. Siv Beis. Umam Avarech. Im Eimel Sade. If he does not have a field, Omer Modi Manach Lachar Lachin Olal Kol Tipa V'Tipa Shradam Anu Vilo Fino Mali Shir Kayam Ad Hein Heim Yodu V'Rachot Shemecha Malkeinu V'Chotei Brachat HaShem Kel Rov Haudaos. So that's the bracha, the special bracha of Hodas and Gshami that we just said. We don't make B'Shem HaMachos. You can say the whole thing or else. And you say Baruch Kel Haudaos instead of Baruch Kel Rov Haudaos, and you don't say Hashem's name. If you have a field with partnership with another person, we'll learn about this more later on. When you have a partnership with something, you'll make a tovia meitiv. If you're only you own the land by yourself, the bracha is going to be shachianu. We'll learn later on. Like the Mara says, that's what the difference between shachianu and tovia meitiv. Shachianu is a bracha of simcha when something happens just a personal something a personal simcha, and tovia meitiv is when we share the simcha with someone else. Yesh omrim. And those who say that shomea shiyardu gshamim varech hatov yameitiv. And those who say that somebody who hears that, even hears that that Geshem came down, he would have to make hatov. Then he would have to make hatov yameitiv. So once again, though, the ma'isa this bracha is not said nowadays. Okay, siman reish chav beis birgas hodas hatov yara. Al shmuos shein tovos lo levado mevarech shachianu. So the Gemara says. In Brachos, Daf Nun Tes, it explains that by Berachah Shachianu is a bracha that when it's something is tov for the shaykh the yachid, and a tov yameitiv is a tov that shaykh to two people or more. When it has shmuas tovus over here, we'll talk about what shmuas tovus we're talking about, but if someone has a shmuas tovus, it has to be heard from an Adam Kosher. Adam Kosher. In Shartzi and Sivkon Alfi points out, Vashar to be in Dafka Shi Muchsak Bekashrus Lomi Stam B'nei Adam. It doesn't count if just a Stam B'nei Adam told you something. It has to be someone that you know you can trust. Hashmuel Shein Tovos Olu Vado Mevar Shechianu. If it's good for just him, you say Shechianu. Vim Hein Tovos Lo Vila Acherim. If it's good for him and other people also, Mevar Chatov Yameti. Then you're going to make the bracha of Chatov Yameti. Very interesting, Mr. Burr over here. I don't know if anybody got caught this, but just wanted to point out because it's a little bit strange. Sivkan Aleph for the end of Mr. Burr says, "Mishu huchach machas ani asol lakachas isha ashiru v'shalom bechesso." If someone is forced because he's poor, so poor, to take a wife who's rich, that's not really bechesso, not really a woman that he would normally want. So mevarach hatov yameitiv v'dayanamis. You have to make up tov yameitiv and dayanamis when he marries. True. I don't think the Mishnah of the Chafetz Chaim was joking, but it's pretty funny. But you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. That's the ma'isa. You don't have to make a bracha dayanamis at your wedding. Okay. We don't make. No, we don't. The ma'isa we don't. At weddings we don't make shachianu or hatov yameitiv. Okay, beis. Ashmos Ros, Mavarak Brahat Hashem Lakinam Al Khalam, Diana Mess. So on good news we make Shachyanu or Tovia Meiti, depending on if it's a private or a public simcha. And on Shmos Ros, but on a Shmua that's bad Shmua, we make Brahat Hashem Lakinam Al Khalam, Dayan Ha'emet. We're remastering the din, we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Dayan Emes, even though it's something that was bad, or seemingly bad, we still have to make a bracha, we still have to make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to also talk about that more later on. I want to get into this bracha a little bit right now. The bracha of Dayan Emes is one is when someone is mitztayer and when he loses something, he has to have had something that now he does not have anymore. That's when you make the bracha of Dayan Emes. It has to be something that's objectively something that's very chashuv that somebody has and he lost it. If somebody, some piece of fancy jewelry maybe, and that was worth a lot of money and it was lost or something, that would be a shaykh to say Dayan Emes. That's what the Bir Lacha. The Bir Lacha, Dibur Masil Dayan, at the end, Something has to be the derech of adam listar, not just because you have something that's sentimental value, of a shoelace that's sentimental value that you lost, you don't say the bracha of dayan emes. It has to be something that's objectively something that something is going to be mitzdayer over. What?
Nothing.
Okay. In even though it really comes up later on in the next simon, I'm going to get to now if a karov dies. If a karov dies, we have the din is that one should have to make a dayan emes and ter kriya. And that should be really done, make her a din, that should be done at the time of the Shmuel when he finds out that the person dies. And the bracha in itself should be done really even on Shabbos. Kriya you can't do on Shabbos, but it should be done on Shas Shmuel. But if you notice that most times people are knowing to do it at the basic varos itself. They do it after they bury the person, the Chavar Kedisha comes over to them, and actually, sorry, before, even before they, before, after the bury them. But anyways, at the basic Kavaros, they do it, Chavar Kedisha comes over, and they say the bracha of dynamis, and they do Kriya right away. The reason for this is, I don't say because of Amaratas, it's because people don't know what to do. People don't really know the dinim of dynamis and the dinim of Kriya, and how to do Kriya correctly, therefore they wait for the Chavar Kedisha, who are bekeen in these things, in order to tell them to do. But if one does know what they're doing, they're really supposed to do it, the Shas HaShmuel, they're supposed to do it when they find out about the death, because that's really the time of the dinim of Kriya and the bracha. And it says that brought down in Alicha Shlomo that in Perikav Gimel, where all these dinim are over there in Alicha Shlomo. It's Kedai if you go to the sinim to go through Perikav Gimel and Alicha Shlomo. Perikav Gimel Ha'arav Mem Zayin writes this down that it's only because of the Chaver Kedisha. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach himself, when he found out, and it was even on Shabbos, he found out that his wife had passed away, he said the bracha there on Shabbos itself. And the bracha said with Shema Malchus, and Linyan, if someone else dies who's not a karov, someone that you don't sit necessarily shiva on, he's not one of your karovim, nevertheless, you're mitzdayer over it, someone that you really feel bad that they passed away, really make her, then you also should be saying the bracha of Dinah Emes v'Shema Malchus. However, the Maisa nowadays, we're knowing really not to say the bracha too often, unless it's really a karov, like the Mishnah Berurah says later on, except if it's like a close Rebbe, or Rebbe Muvach, maybe, or someone really, really close, then when someone's really mitzdayer, really make her a din, he is allowed to say the dynamics. We were talking in Seder, I forgot who I was talking with, that just nowadays become just rote, that when somebody, when someone dies, people just blow out Baruch dynamis. It's because we don't say the bracha of Hashem Malchus anymore. However, it's not supposed to be said by Rabbi. Most people don't even know what they're saying. It's just they heard it from that person that used to say it, so he says it also. Sounds like a good thing to do. But you're saying, you're being matzik, then you're supposed to be saying that really a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Dayan HaEmes. We'll get to this dinner a little bit more. You should know what you're saying when you're saying these things. Okay, so that takes us to Siv Gimel. Chayiv Odom Levarich Al Ra. This is one of the most difficult halachas in Shulchan Aruch. However, it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore all din halacha in Shulchan Aruch, he's passing halacha. He's not a Musar sefer, this is a halacha sefer, and this is a halacha. Chayiv Odom Levarich Al Ra. Just like one makes a bracha when he wins a lottery and he's besimcha over it, right? The lottery makes a bracha out of simcha, so too he should make the bracha when he makes, when Dina Emes, when something bad happens. I'll explain in a minute. Because something bad happens to someone who's over the Hashem, it should be part of their simcha and their tova. Because one, he accepts it, mi'ava. Masha gozer lav Hashem, when he accepts what the Kaddish Baruch Hu decreed upon him, mi'ava, nimsa shebe kabbalas ra'azu hu obi the Hashem. Therefore, through this kabbal of ra, he's therefore worshipping Hashem. This is part of Zavar Hashem. So, v'yata Hashem, l'kacha b'chol v'chol 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 v'yodecha. Sometimes it's hard to worship Hashem. Sometimes it's not easy. But it's also part of Hashem. It's very easy to worship Hashem when everything's dandy and everything's good. But it's part of Avodas Hashem is when things are not so good. And through that, that's also part of Avodas Hashem, and therefore Hashem, one should have simcha through this, because this is also another way of serving HaKadosh Baruch. Kigon, Shematza Metziah, no, I'm sorry, skipped, sorry. Nimsa Shemekaz Ra'azuhu Ovid Hashem, she simcha lo, which is a simcha for him. This does not mean that when one loses a loved one, or has tremendous financial loss, does not mean you have to start jumping up for joy. Doesn't mean you have to jump down in simcha and start dancing around. That's not what the halacha is telling you. It means that we have to try and understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending these things. We've talked about this before. Number one, we're supposed to think about the Feishvish and Mice of why am I deserving of something like this? Maybe there's something I could change about myself that I could improve myself, number one. And number two, we have to realize all the time, everything is really for the good. And this is what this halacha is telling you. And the Meiri brings us down over here on this Gemara over here. Also, which means Ganzu Lutuva. And everything's for the good. And even if you don't necessarily see the good right now, number one, we just said it's part of Avodah Hashem. And number two is, if you look, almost, it comes up very often in Muslim Svarim, and the concept is, for good people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to give them punishments in this world. But he's giving them punishments in this world sometimes in order that it can be Zocha for more Olam Haba. So in essence, the Mekabel of the bad in this world is really going to be end up getting them a lot better. Everyone would agree to give up $5 to get $5 million, everyone will be willing to do it. So a little bit of pain in this world is worth a lot of schar in Olam Haba, and it's very worth it. So if someone's mekabel bi'ava, that just is vayter, your worship of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and is part of your Avodah Hashem, and therefore that's what's supposed to get you to the simcha of the nefesh chavetza when you're making this bracha, that it's part of your Avodah Hashem when you're making this bracha. You could do it crying, you could feel sad that you lost a loved one. It doesn't mean we disconnect our emotions. It just means that it's part of our Avodah Hashem, and therefore we should have simcha through worship Hashem. There's many stories of big tzaddikim who waited to make this bracha. They knew that to make the bracha, they're supposed to make the bracha at the beginning, but they could not. They were not at the level yet to make this bracha out of simcha. They were too upset. They were too much agnes nafish first, and they waited to get to that level where they could make this bracha from a good place through Avodah Hashem and wait to make the bracha until that point. And that's a very high level. Doesn't mean it's easy. Doesn't mean that even though it's written in Shulchan, it doesn't mean it's easy. Certain things that are in Shulchan are easier than other things. But this is a din in Shulchan. Siv Dalet. Mevarach al tov v'atov yameiti v'al pi shirar yishem yavo lo ra mimenu. Once you make the bracha of a Tovah Meitiv, even though he's scared that there might become something bad out of it. Right now it's something good, but it might turn into something bad. Right now you make the bracha. Kigon, what's the example? Shematza Metzia. You find something, you find a lost object, something very expensive. V'yara Shema Yishma LaMelech V'yikach Kol Asher Lo. You're afraid that the king might hear about this, that you got this great Metzia, you found the lost treasure, and he's going to come after you and take away all your possessions. So since it's really a good thing right now, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, you don't know for sure what's going to happen in the future. You don't know if it's going to take anything away from you. Therefore, right now, you have to make the bracha and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chei mevarech al ra, baruch dayin ha'emes, aval pishi yavo lo tovu menu. You also say anything by dayin ha'emes. Even though right now it's bad, but it might turn into something good, you still have to say dayin ha'emes. Kigon, shebalo shetef al sadeu, a big flood comes onto your field and floods your whole field and ruins all your crops. Afal b kishiyavor shetek. You know when the flood goes by, he tovelo shishkasedu. It's going to be good for him that it irrigated his field, and now it's even a better field. But nevertheless, right now it's bad for him. Therefore, you have to say Dayan Haemet. Okay, we'll take a 2-minute break.